WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's the D-O-double-G.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Bullshit, you're lying!
Wrestle Talk Radio.
A bunch of pompous, badly dressed, poverty-stricken, sexually repressed football hooligan.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You know what Nietzsche said about it? He said they were God's second blunder.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Stupid jerk. I mean, what the fuck are you doing?
The Omega.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuckface, dickhead, asshole.
Heartbreak Mike.
To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
You're a true vulgarian, aren't you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you totally deranged?
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You don't even know why you're excited.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. It's the best there is.
WTR Sunday Night.
At least we're not irretrievably vulgar.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tonight begins the brand new Great Debate. Oh, God.
Hey, we did 128 of the Lame Rob Battle Royal in 1 hour last night.
Show off.
In a legit 1 hour, like to the second. That was a thing. It's greater than the Great Debate. Saturday night's Midnight Dish. Anyway.
Thank you. Undermine the segment I'm promoting. Thank you.
Well, no. It's greater than the Great Debate, but this is no longer the Great Debate. It's the all-time greatest.
Okay.
It's different.
Turn that music down! I am the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
I want you all dead. I hate that song, Jesus Christ.
What do you mean, all of us? I do nothing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I show up and yammer for 2 hours and I leave.
You know what? I'm not even mad at you for that. God damn you, Rock.
I didn't pick the song.
God damn it, Tim.
I said, Tim, I need music. He goes, here. That's how this went.
And it's a new wave theme intro extra music night tonight right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And of course...
At the head
of the pack... The evil Dr. Demento, the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming to you live via the World Wide Web and on the free TuneIn app. Download it. It's free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can listen to us while you're on the go.
That is correct.
Okay.
I figured someone else would have chimed in by then. Okay.
But nobody else chimed in. I'm slightly distracted because I'm watching Apollo Creed get killed, like literally killed.
Do we need to spoil it? Should we not spoil the movie for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It was 1984. Spoiler alert, Rocky wins.
Because, you know, we're so scaling to modern people with the movie intro we had tonight.
you know a movie is dated when you watch it with your 17-year-old son, and then you have to spend more longer explaining to him what the Soviet Union was than the movie was, than the length of the movie.
Very good point. So, Mike, do you know the name of the movie?
Nope, don't care.
Nope, don't care.
Nope.
He's just mad because I picked one that was obscure.
Grumble, rage. Grumble, yes, we'll go with that.
Hey, grumble, rage, grumble. Okay, delegation.
Oh, you're going to hear a lot of that later tonight.
All right. I kind of like started chuckling when you pulled that shit out last week. I thought that was funny.
And for those who don't know what we were talking about, it's a fish called Wanda.
Oh, you dumbass! I was going to ask Omega if he could guess it. Hey, Omega, could you guess the movie intro?
It was A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, you're correct, and Rock is disqualified.
Aw, I didn't win the prize.
You win nothing, sir.
God damn it.
When was the last time you won something?
I came in second place about 3 weeks ago in fantasy
football.
That's
not winning. Screw second.
We have time.
I won $500. It got me a nice TV.
Here it is, okay? You don't win silver, you lose the gold.
Just like Canada did?
Exactly. Congratulations to Team USA and the World Juniors for winning the gold medal. What I found surprising on Twitter the night of the of that hockey game. Yeah, I know, I'm diverging, but here it is. They settled the hockey game, a gold medal game, with a shootout, a skills competition. And I have a whole bunch of Americans on Twitter that I'm following that follow me back, and they're all hockey fans, and the Americans were really vocal about, you know, a game should be decided in overtime. Let them play until somebody scores. Don't do a skills competition. All the Canadian fans are like, hey, good job, America. We'll catch next year in Buffalo. Best of luck to you, blah, blah, blah. And the Americans are like, geez, should have just let them play. And I thought, you know, that was pretty cool.
Speaking of skills competition, I can't wait for the NFL skills competition this year at the Pro Bowl. They're doing dodgeball.
NFL has a skills competition?
Yeah, they're bringing it back, and they're bringing it with it dodgeball.
I kind of start with dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
What are they doing?
I don't know, but it sounds awesome. Dodgeball.
It just sounds like they're going to put Jeff Garcia in the middle with a bunch of people around him, and he's just going to fire rockets at people and use the football for a dodgeball.
Wow, that's an old quarterback you named.
Jeff Garcia, old quarterback. Woo.
That was an old quarterback.
I don't know why I say Jeff Garcia. Because he is the next most likely candidate to coach the San Francisco 49ers.
He does want to coach the team. I don't know if they'll let him.
You know what? I'm thinking they should.
I mean, they had Chip Kelly.
Garcia couldn't be any worse.
Can't be any worse than the Chipper.
He was a pretty good quarterback in his day, so.
He was also on the Eagles, just like he was on the 49ers, and Chip Kelly coached the Eagles, and then went to the 49ers. So it all would all make sense.
What is the Calgary connection with Jeff Garcia and the Philadelphia Eagles?
He must have played for the Stampeders.
That's absolutely correct. He was the successor to Doug Flutie here in Calgary.
Who played for the Buffalo Bills.
Afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yep, but wasn't really given the chance that he should have been given because he's short. He's shorter than me.
But he's doing pretty okay for himself as an announcer these days, so he's all right.
Well, that works. That's all that matters.
Anyway, enough football talk. He's earning a pretty good paycheck.
Oh, thank you, God.
Because I'm just thinking, poor Omega's got absolutely nothing to say right now.
So let's talk about...
He ain't the only one.
Let's talk about...
At all.
Well, Mike, I didn't include you because you never say anything anyway.
Tumbleweed.
So let's talk about the Kyle Korver trade to the Cavaliers, right? No, oh, we're not doing sports. Okay.
No, we're not talking basketball because...
You guys are such heels.
I will snap your dick off.
Wow. I'll make it with the heel turn.
That sounds kinky. Speaking about heel turn, nice segue, Mike. Was that intentional?
Yes.
Okay. Nice and subtle. I like it. Very good. Very well done. Absolutely. Guys, Dolph Ziggler going heel. Smart
move.
Is it too late, Mike?
No, it's not too late because let's think here. Ziggler is at his prime right now. They weren't doing anything with him as a face. Well, as of now, but when you think about it, it's like, what are we going to do? Let's turn him heel. But you had to really turn on the poor Kalisto guy.
Size matters.
The beating was hilarious. I'm not going to lie. The beating was hilarious. But
I admit I missed it. I did.
Get all those cruiserweights on the roster. Kalisto still gets picked on by a heel.
So, Omega, this heel turn, will it? Do you think it'll freshen Dolph Ziggler's character?
Something has to.
Because staleness is watching Dolph Ziggler lose time and time again, going after the IC title.
Oh, yeah, well, let's turn Miz face so they can fear again.
Oh, God, let's not.
It's where he is. It's what he does. It's in his Twitter handle. His heel Ziggler. That is where he is comfortable.
Okay, and that's probably where he's going to shine. Here's the question. When was the last time Dolph Ziggler was a full-out heel?
When he won the world title.
How long ago was that?
That was about a good 3, 4, 5 years?
AJ Lee was still around.
So 7 years.
Big E hadn't danced yet.
So 8 years.
Vicky Guerrero was still talked about at least once a month.
Oh, Jesus.
8.5.
Don't play that clip.
As we give Rock time.
There we go to cue it up. Oh, yeah, no, he's not going to play the damn thing.
Now you just ensured
right,
that he will.
Don't call his bluff, please.
So what exactly is this heel turn going to do? I mean, like, I asked you if it's going to freshen up his character, but seriously, are we going to get just more of the same, but with a heel Ziggler as opposed to a babyface can't get the big win Ziggler?
Excuse me!
I told you!
It's not a matter of big win Ziggler, it's he's got to show an attitude, he's got to show some edge to his character again.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
He's more natural in the role, so he's going to feel better, at least. He's going to feel more in with what he does naturally, what he is best at. And that is a good thing. Like, this one thing that I've really kind of gotten tired of in this the face Ziggler run is that he had so much momentum for a while, and as soon as it became clear they were not going to do anything with it, he just didn't seem as interested in what he was doing. It's very by the numbers.
When would you figure that his successful run as a babyface basically pinnacled and he fell off the wagon, as it were?
Wow.
What do you think? What do you think, Mike?
I think it was after he won for the Survivor Series for Team Cena versus Team Authority.
That was such a dropped ball.
It was.
Here's your sole survivor, the one who outlasted the Authority, the one they could not beat. Taking for granted, like, Sting helped him out in the last, to get that last pin. That was still 4 eliminations he was responsible for in that match.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
If you outlast Cena, you deserve a title shot.
I'd go back a little bit further.
Did nothing.
Yeah, I would actually go back a little bit further, guys. Concussion sustained while he was world champion and
was
put
heel.
On the shelf for a while.
He was heels.
He was tweener.
Del Rio, when Del Rio came back and repeatedly kicked him in his concussion brain. That's when he went heel.
Bruce brain. Brain bruise?
Brain bruise.
Brain sprain. That works better.
No, like, that was when, like when the crowd was hottest, when he most sounded like a face was when he had Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the crowd, the night after Raw when he cashed in, or the night after WrestleMania on Raw when he cashed in. Insanely huge pop. One of the loudest you'd ever heard.
In his defense, every crowd after WrestleMania are heels.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's where, at that point, like, we were like, God, the crowd is so hot for Ziggler and they're not pulling the trigger. What the fuck is wrong with them? At that point, that was the only place where you could have gotten the reaction that should have gotten anywhere.
Yeah. You know what? You just sort of put a genesis of a thought into my head for the next all-time greatest, which will probably kick off in August.
Oh no.
All-time greatest drop ball storylines.
Sean O'Hare. God, that'll take research.
that'd actually take a little bit
Fuck.
Of on somebody's part, eh?
Rock, get Wikipedia bookmarked quick.
Where's the unpaid intern? We got shit for him to do.
Shit, I got one for you. Mordecai versus Sean O'Hare.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Well, Sean O'Hare just not getting, like, Sean O'Hare getting fucked out of Evolution was bad enough.
Yeah, just Sean O'Hare, period.
He has so much potential.
Are you really sad that Sean O'Hare kind of sort of like went by the wayside?
I was a huge Sean O'Hare fan. He had everything that you needed and wanted around that time. Not to mention the bastard could move like a cruiserweight.
I think everyone has like their favorite mid-carder who just did not get what they deserved or was particularly entertaining to you and you wish they did so much better.
But nobody else cared about.
Well, I'm still pissed off over Pirate Burchill getting axed because Vince thought, no, this isn't relevant. At a time when the biggest movie in the world was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Good movie, by the way. The special effects still hold up. I just watched it the other day.
He got dicked.
Yeah, I watched the newest one for the first time not too long ago.
What, on Stranger Tides?
Kind of regret it.
With
Penelope.
Blackbeard, Captain Teach.
Blackbeard, yes.
Yeah, they've got a new one that they're coming out with, and Orlando Bloom is returning.
Yeah, they had to pay him to come save the franchise.
They had to really pay him to come save the franchise. So, but anything Johnny Depp does that's not Captain Jack Sparrow anymore just flops. So,
I mean, yeah, let's face it here. If you don't, it's either one or the other. It's either both or Orlando Bloom. So at this point, Orlando Bloom had to be the hero of this situation.
Oh, there you go. See, already we're ignoring Ziggler as a heel. That lasted.
It's how long we were interested in you. I'm here to show the world nothing.
Who are you going to put him in a program with to kick off? Now, I'm not talking about, okay, he's a bad guy, comes out and stomps on Kalisto and the rest of the cruiserweights.
Oh, no. He's going to beat up Kalisto for 2 months.
Oh, God, I hope not 2 months.
Remember, he's the only cruiserweight on SmackDown.
Oh, Kalisto's a guinea pig. First Baron Corbin.
It's not a guinea pig. God.
That's a punching bag. Yeah, that's right. A throw mat. That's what that is.
I'm going to mark him up as he's one of those carnival hammer games.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
This is the harder you hit him, the more you win.
Stop. More bonus points.
That's just mean. Who picked Kalisto for their fantasy league, by the way?
Shut up.
Sorry, Omega had to.
I needed somebody. There was nobody left at the time.
You needed a hero. That's what you needed.
Ooh, like Chris Hero. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Chris Hero.
No, I needed
back.
A hero till the end of the night, and everyone went to bed fucking early.
Different story altogether, and again, nice segue, Mike. Congratulations, you're getting the hang of this. It's only taken 6 months.
Shut up.
Don't worry. It took Tim 6 years.
Yeah, there you go. I'm still learning. Chris Hero is back, best known in NXT as Cassius Ohno.
I like it. You know, he kept the KO, and this was really good on how he arrived, tapped the belt, and just left. Chris Hero versus Shinsuke Nakamura, shut up and take my money. But the question is, are they going to give Ohno free range for his wrestling style? Or are they going to have him watered down? Because I don't want the watered down cautious Ohno. I want that cautious Ohno / Chris Hero. Don't water him down.
It's interesting that they brought him back in the first place, because WWE originally let him go because, well, I don't know, you look like one of our fans sitting at home just wandered into the ring.
But at least he left on good terms, though.
Oh, he left on good terms, but it literally was a situation of someone backstage going, you know, he does not look like a wrestler in the least. But now he's back presumably under... I don't give a shit how he looks. He's that good. Like, I have to imagine they will let him loose. Like, NXT is still WWE style, but at the very least, you know, they do try very hard to make sure the NXT does at least feel like what they did on the indies, what they're fully capable of.
I remember Chris Hero as an out-and-out rookie working all the indie shows up in Western Canada here and down the West Coast into California and Los Angeles. And, you know, of course, naturally, the indie scene is a completely different animal than something like NXT and definitely especially WWE. And you can't really expect WWE to let the guys and gals be who they were on the indie scene, because that's not WWE style. Have you guys seen Chris Hero in the indies?
Not as much. I've unfortunately do not follow indie scenes as well as I should. Oh. The last time I know, I'm missing out on some glory. Oh. I fully accept that. I just don't have the time. The last time I actually saw Chris Hero wrestle a match, he was wrestling against somebody in a big, like, Japanese monster suit. And that was for Kaiju Big Battle.
God, that was, ooh. Yeah, that was a minute ago, man.
So I didn't get into it. Like, I wasn't really following NXT when he was around there either.
Well, okay. The one thing that I loved, okay, the last time I saw him was when he faced, Jeff Cobb in PWG. Little did I know, you know, he's starting to lose weight. My only issue is, can he stick? Well, of course he can, because Samoa Joe and all of them. Can he fit with the big boys?
See, that's almost what makes me think that they brought him back on. You know, he's so good, and the fan, like, when you look at, like, the success that Joe Owens has had, it has absolutely nothing to do with the physique, because they are nothing like your typical WWE, you know, body style. Like, they are their own shape, but they work. It works for them, and they work well in the ring. So it's like, you know what? Yeah. People are responding to it. People are into it. Let's try this again.
You know, like, going back to what I was talking about, like, did you see these guys in the indies before they went into WWE? I have seen wrestlers who are one type of person on the indie scene, and then they get to WWE with the grooming and everything else like that, and I'm watching, I'm all excited, and then they come out, and I'm disappointed as hell because they won't, you know, WWE won't let them do what they were doing on the indie scene. It was a refreshing rarity where you could get somebody in there who was actually allowed to be at least a little bit like they were on the indie scene. I'm just wondering, are they going to let Chris Hero or Cassius Ohno be a little bit of Chris Hero? Probably in NXT, right?
One would hope. So I like to think that NXT's roster is picked for talent and charisma, and in that, yeah, he does fine. Like I said, we've had guys going through NXT that don't fit your typical shape of wrestler, and they have flourished. I'm thrilled that they would give him a second chance despite past disappointments, let's say. Not from us, but just from management.
So, yeah, all I can say is I got my fingers crossed. But how far do you think he's going to be able to go in NXT?
Mike's the indie guy if he wants to field that.
Except he can't because he's temporarily indisposed.
Well, my co-host leaving me.
Oh, I'm here. Do I count?
Like I said, why are all my co-hosts leaving me?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Just for that, I think we'll take our first break of the night.
Give Mike no chance to answer that.
We could always have him answer it when we come back. What do you think?
Oh, okay, Lyle. It's a cliffhanger.
That's right. It's like, you know, who shot JR? Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We got a little bit more stuff we're going to yap about tonight before we wrap up.
Thursday nights, The Rock lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday. Have you heard CB Radio's Lone Jobber Holiday Bash?
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho! This is Jobber Claus. Is this Brent I'm speaking to?
Oh, God, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho! Now, sir, you are on CB Radio's Holiday Bash, hosted by the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber! And what we do in this time when I do these shows is we have a little fun little contest we call the K-Job Call Out Caroling Contest. Can you give us a little carol for us, sir? Remember, you agreed to be called.
What carol?
Anyone you feel most comfortable with. You know, I'm a benevolent deity in that sort.
No, go ahead and give me one. Why not? I will try and do a bar of it method out of it.
Well, how about a silent night? We've always had a real good success with silent night.
Oh, boy. Okay. Once again, this is going to be tone deaf, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I used to do this show, and I used to have to do my own caroling. You don't have no idea.
Okay, wait. I guess if I can remember silent night in a while.
Okay.
I know about three lines. That's about it.
You know what? That's going to be better than we've got thus far.
Hear the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash available now at wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Have you subscribed to the Rack Radio Show YouTube channel? If you haven't, here is what you are missing. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content featuring Mashup Monday, featuring your favorites performing entrances of other WWE superstars. Tuesday is Raw Redo, featuring a recreation of a match from the previous night's edition of Monday Night Raw. Wednesday is Wild Card Wednesday, where anything could happen in WWE 2K17. Thursday is Throwback Thursday, featuring a historical matchup from WWE history. Friday is Fantasy Friday, featuring a dream match between two WWE superstars. Plus monthly simulations of every WWE pay-per-view. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow for daily content from WWE 2K17.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high. but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, time for a frosty cold one. Drink them if you got them, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here looking at the two jugs full of hard apple cider that I made over the Christmas break, waiting for it to clarify so I can drink the damn stuff. Oh, you should see it. My place has smelled like an absolute bakery, brewery. Nice. Type place for the last month now.
Bakery.
Yeast. Omega. Yeast.
Yeah, it's just yeast.
Yeah. So, but hey, I do have 3.5 bottles of White Lightning Moonshine ready to go. I distilled some of it. We're looking at like 80% alcohol per bottle.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, it's high test.
I'm sorry, at that point, that's not fuel. That's not beverage anymore. That's rocket fuel.
Well, I'm debating on whether to drink it or pour it into my gas tank.
See if it'll take the grease stains off your driveway.
There you go. Tim Stein's all-purpose snake oil.
Oh, there you go, whichever one's sufficient.
So now that we're back, and you're actually back too, Mike, Chris Hero, Cassius Ohno, what's his ceiling in NXT? Tell us, Mr. Indie Wrestling Knowledge Guy.
The thing of it is with that, with Cassius Ohno, I'm sorry, Chris Hero. Chris Hero has done a lot of things in his indie wrestling career. Ring of Honor, PWG, I think he did a New Japan. Here in NXT, sky's the limit as of right now. Hopefully, NXT does it correctly, because there are a lot of matches that he could have, especially one versus, it's him, ooh, there we go, versus Roderick Strong. That, if they really give them the match that they want, and hopefully Triple H will say, I don't care how you guys do it, Cassius Ohno, clean number one contender. So you're talking about a guy that does strong style, a guy that can do a hurricanrana, a guy that can do drop kicks, death by elbow, ripcord elbow. That thing is horrifying. For those of you who need to know what I'm talking about, watch PWG 11, and I promise you, his elbows and his cyclone kicks are amazing. Back to you, Tim.
Looking forward to more and more of Cassius Ohno in NXT. How long do you think they're going to keep him there before they bring him to the main roster?
No, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
He's going to be there for a while, and he's not because he's not good enough, but because he's that damn good.
I think that. But then again, I thought Sami Zayn was going to be the exclusive, but he wasn't, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I give him till SummerSlam.
Okay, when we'll see what happens by SummerSlam. Guys, how many times have we gone off the rails, and I'm not talking about when we start talking about stuff like sports and electronics and geek shit, but I'm talking about talking shit and talking trash about what we see on TV with, like pro wrestling, WWE, and whatever else is out there, like, I don't know, TNA. How many times have we bitched and complained about what we've seen?
Every number?
Like a fair amount, right?
If that was the case, all of us would be drunk and have alcohol poisoning.
There you go, drinking game.
If we didn't have complaining, this would be a monthly show.
And some people probably think it should be. But that being said, a good 90% of stuff that we disagree with or we criticize is being a critic and critiquing. Would you agree? And not just bitching for the sake of bitching?
Yeah. It's how I make my money, yes.
You know, yeah, that's the plastic addict, right?
I critique, therefore I am.
There you go. Well, we've got this little thing that has been put out there by the one and only NXT star, Patrick Clark. Have you read this? I'm going to read this so you don't have to worry about answering it. But in case everybody's missed it, he said, "The one thing I hate in this world are the trash wrestling fans." Look, it's not 1980, and you have a full understanding that the marquee is entertainment. You made it that way. Yet, you pay for a ticket so you can sit and attempt to hijack our shows. Then you hop on social media and rip on something you pay money to see. How stupid. You guys are the most self-entitled, ignorant, disrespectful, and classless, air quotes, fans of anything ever. You don't run the show, and I take it as a personal challenge to teach you that. And you can call it the Patrick Clark Experience. Okay, now this was put out there on social media really recently, like this past week. Omega, I want to start with you as a wrestling fan talking to you. What I just read to you, I want your reaction to that.
I don't give a shit. It's a trash opinion from someone who couldn't even win Tough Enough. What does he have to say about defending wrestling fan? Like,
okay, I
have nothing. Like, they are words. Like, I know the type of fan he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They paid their ticket. Yep. Let them do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, if they bitch about it, so what? If they're still paying the tickets to come see you, you're still doing what you're supposed to do.
It's when they don't buy the tickets that you have to start worrying, I would think. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, switching the gears just a little bit, going to Mike. You run around inside the squared circle from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Calling yourself an indie pro wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
As an indie pro wrestler, mm-hmm. after hearing that, mm-hmm. how do you feel?
He must not know who Rodney King is, because he got his ass whooped after speaking his mind.
Can't we all just get along?
I'm just saying.
Okay, you know what? Wait a second. Just as an aside, Mike, if you and I are ever in the same city and you see me taking a beat down, put down the fucking camera and help me.
But... What if Rock pays me a good amount of money, though?
There you go.
But on
put
a serious,
it on a goddamn tripod, then.
Done. But on a serious note, Patrick, Jesus Christ, dude, you're kayfabe or not? I don't know. And he's from DC, which puts a dent. Oh God, he makes DC guys like a bet. You know what? I'm not even gonna finish that. shut up, Omega. But as a wrestler, I get where he's coming from, but first of all, as a grammar Nazi.
Oh, here it comes. I can't wait.
The one thing I hate in this world, comma, A-R-E, the trash wrestling fans. It's not the 1980s, and Y-O-U have a full understanding that the marquee is entertainment. That is the one thing that people need to understand. Entertainment. And I think, well, let's be honest here. Yeah, people bitch and complain, bitch and complain, bitch and complain. But just like Triple H said, I'm going to tweet about it. and I'm going to write a blog about it talking about how upset I am and blah, 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 blah.
Name me something else out there that is entertainment in great big quivering capital letters that has any kind of a fan response to it like professional wrestling does.
No, pornography?
You can't say pornography because, no, that's not a fan response.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Okay, what kind of fans' response specifically are you looking for? Just like a backlash against current product?
People talking about it, whether it's positive or negative, because
the election.
Not everything that people talk about with pro wrestling is negative. Not everything is.
Okay, literally every fandom I cater to on my channel.
Yeah, you're
every
that way.
Everyone.
Yeah,
you want to see self-entitled? Okay, as a Transformer guy, you talk self-entitled. Try finding the people who want all the shit to be exactly like it was back in the 80s. They want all the shit still made out of metal, but they want it to cost $10, they want it to be giant, and they want it to have 60 points of articulation.
It's like the fans
now. You know, just like it was in the 80s.
Yeah, well, you know, like getting closer, let's just move to the late 90s. It sometimes seems like all the fans today want the greatest hits of the Attitude Era to happen every single show, every single half hour. And let me tell you something. As great as some of the stuff from the Attitude Era was, there was 10 times as much stuff that was absolute shit. Thanks, Vince Russo. Now, my perspective on what he said, okay, as somebody who has never been a wrestler but who has booked shows, written shows, scripted shows, promoted shows, held shows, and run shows. I'm of two minds of what he said. Don't go out there and just bitch for bitch's sake. And you follow because it's cool to bash something you love. If I put together a show that sucks, okay, I can understand the backlash. Oh, that really sucked. I sure hope the next one's better.
Okay, well then.
I never heard that, but.
Okay. Well, then here's a question. Tim, as a promoter, how would you feel if one of your talent said something like this, but the thing of it is you don't know if it's kayfabe or not? Do you think that this could have been said differently?
Well, here's the thing. First off, something like that, all of the talent that ever wrestled for me was told right in advance, don't ever, ever shoot on the fans. If you're going to do it kayfabe, do it kayfabe. Let me know exactly what you're planning on doing. And if it's to generate heel heat, as long as I and the guy that I gave the book to, I'm going to leave him nameless, but everybody knows who he was, former television wrestler on a three-letter wrestling show, and it had a huge impact. That narrows it down a little bit for you, didn't it, Mike?
I know.
Anyway, he wound up with the book, and basically until he came along and I gave him the book, it was a case of I have to have final approval on what you're going to do, because there are certain things that you don't think about at the time you think might be really, you know, fun to get away with. And if you've ever worked as a heel, Mike, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah, but you know, after the fact, maybe you shouldn't have done it.
Right.
There's one thing to generate heel heat and rile up the fans so they come to the next show hoping you get your ass kicked. And another thing to piss people off so much they want to hit you with a 2x4 out in the street when you're going for your latte.
God, I miss ECW.
ECW. But yeah, you get what I'm talking about, and I'm sure Omega, you've never been in the ring or written a show for an indie thing, but you know what I'm talking about too. I know that, and I know that Rock gets it because, well, fuck, he never shuts up about stuff like that. Anyway, you've got to be careful, and I understand. Walk the line, don't cross the line. I've never had a problem with anybody. Walking the line. It's when you cross the line. I think that this rant crosses the line. I'm of two minds, like I said. You know what? You pay your money. You bought that ticket. You're entitled to either like what we present or not like it. And you're entitled to say, I really liked what happened here. I didn't like that it wasn't very entertaining for me. No, I'm boiling it down and not being colorful and shit like that, but the right. You know, the basic bottom line is.
Right.
But at the same time, Billy Gunn said it the best one night coming up to the ring when a fan got in his face, and it was the perfect retort. You don't like what I'm doing? Well, shut up. I already got your money.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, no, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to pay your ticket and if you're going to go to these shows week after week after month, that's on you, not the wrestlers, not the bookers. That's on you. The best protest, keep your money in your wallet and not go. How much of these people out there bitching and complaining have valid points as opposed to people out there bitching and complaining because it seems like, oh, this is the cool thing to do?
Not everyone that hates Roman Reigns.
Right? Not every, well, you know what? He's a lot more popular than we give him credit for. He really is. And they want to make him the new John Cena. Well, shit, you know, look what's happening every time he shows up. The girls and the kids are, let's go Roman. The guys are Roman sucks. Well, geez, what is that reminiscent of? Let's go Cena, Cena sucks.
Yeah. Well, right? It's booked the exact same way.
Booked exactly the same way. And it's got the crowd split exactly the same way.
It's almost like if you do the same thing, the same results will happen.
Well, that's the definition of not being insane if you expect the same thing every time.
Oh, dear.
It's actually a false definition, yeah. But okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as opposed to, you know, doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Okay.
So,
I'll do that.
As far as Patrick Clark goes, in my opinion, he crossed the line with this. What do you think?
He did. Damn it, Patty. I get that WWE screwed you over because your gimmick was
stupid. Hashtag
purified
stupid.
purified by the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Hey, Prince reference. Like it.
But
yeah, that's right. I'm cool.
I just you really had to say some stuff like that. Like, dude, you're 23. Wait, Google is my best friend. You're like in your 20s, dude. And
nice backtrack.
And to make it so bad, it's like, dude, you're fucking 21. He's young. Screw that motherfucker. Anyway.
You know, at the same time, the people that he's addressing have been around forever. The difference is, in the 1980s, there was no internet. So things weren't so immediate. And by the time you had a chance to rant and bitch about it, it had blown over. You'd forgotten about it. Not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But now you can pull out your mobile device while you're at the show and say, oh, this guy's tights don't match. It sucks. He sucks.
But see, it's... Whoa, holy crap, that's your cousin?
Calm down. Put it away, Mike.
He's... I hate to say this, but now he spits in the face of, like... The people that he's trained with, the people who he's teamed up with, make it so bad. It's like, for those of you who do not know him, his tag team partner is Leo Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Rush is by far one of the most rapid rising superstars. Didn't know he lived down the street from me. That's another story. And it was just, dude, I'm sorry. You crossed the line. You're an asshole. I'm sorry. WWE, you probably pissed off WWE. You know, that's why you got that gimmick of the flamboyant one. Knock, knock. Orlando Jordan wants his gimmick back. Mm. And you're just upset. I get that. So then, instead of crossing the line, why didn't you take it up with management? And if you did, they probably didn't like what you had to say. So why didn't you just walk? Very simple.
Because he got a free ticket into the business from Tough Enough, and he doesn't want to lose it.
But I was about to say, when you walk, then you don't get a paycheck.
But he already has a spot in MCW, not to mention ACW, out here in Maryland. Which, yeah. ACW, anybody who knows where that is, that's James Ellsworth's Fed. That's already money right there. MCW, Maryland Championship Wrestling. Come on now. Melina's the champ here. God, I miss those splits. But you get what I mean. It's like... You have multiple opportunities. You have good talent. Just because they're offering you a paycheck doesn't mean you're fucking dignity, dude. I mean, I love NXT. Don't get it wrong. But your gimmick is not who you are. Sorry, Pat. Kind of lost my respect there a little bit.
So, you know what? You pay your money, you've got a right to complain or praise.
I pay my money to the WWE Network. I can complain all the fuck I want.
Only $9.95 a month. Hey, your first month is free. Every single pay-per-view event only on the WWE Network. You know what? We plugged in so much they should pay us. I'm gonna get on the internet and blog and bitch and complain about not making any money for giving them free publicity.
I can hear Triple H just laughing right now.
I can't hear him over his stacks of money.
Yeah, I can hear Triple H not even listening to us, so I'm not worried about it.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, moving on. What do these 16 names have in common? Are you ready to hear the names? Well, good, because here they are. Trent Seven, Mark Andrews, Danny Burch, Wolfgang, H.C. Dreyer, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Jordan Devlin, Sam Gradwell, Tucker, James Drake, Dan Maloney, Joseph Connors, Tyson T-Bone, Roy Johnson, Saxton Huxley.
None of them are allowed to work for What Culture Pro Wrestling.
Not only that, they are the 16 competitors announced by the WWE for the 16-man UK Championship Tournament, which takes place January 14th and 15th. Are you guys ready for the tourney?
I am, because there's only one wrestler that I know.
Which one do you know, Michael?
Mark Andrews, formerly known as Mandrews on TNA.
There you go. Omega, any of those names?
I don't know a single fucking person.
Do you care about this tournament?
Not in the slightest.
Not unless the European title comes back.
Not unless you convince me European wrestling is that different from what I'm already seeing.
They have Nigel McGuinness.
It's a start.
All right, guys. When WWE announced the Cruiserweight Classic, were you looking forward to it?
Absolutely, because there were names that we knew.
Well, there were names we knew, and they were offering a different style of wrestling than we had already seen, a very different style.
Which has been watered down since they hit the main roster.
Of course, but I am certain, you know, you have a very distinct style in UK wrestling, but I don't think it's like, like comparing WWE to indie cruiserweights.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that level of contrast we're going here.
Most likely not, right?
No.
But that being said, you're going to give this thing a chance, right?
Oh, I'll give any pro wrestling a chance.
Yeah.
Stayed up till 7:30 in the morning to give Japan a chance.
And that was
best worth investment ever.
I got 2 hours of sleep that night. I don't regret it.
Definitely worth the lack of sleep. Of course, it was, 2 hours, 2 hours earlier for me, so it wasn't quite as bad.
No, that was worth it. That was worth it. That earned that 6-star.
WrestleMania is going to have a lot of shit to do.
It's like an Iron Man match where nobody slew down. Slew down? Slow down.
Just no. See, they can afford it because they had 6 stars. So slew down.
Slew down. They invented a word. That's how good it was.
It was so good that they had to invent 2 words. Man. And the second one is so out there, we don't know what it is.
Absolutely.
So, does this Mandrews guy have a chance, Mike?
Maybe, maybe not, depending on how, if they... No, he doesn't. He has no chance.
Do either of you guys know anything about UK wrestling that's different than the stuff that we see over here?
Bare knuckle.
Smaller ring.
That too.
Tighter quarters.
And these guys are smash mouth.
Their color commentator is spelled with a U.
Yes.
Color is spelled with a U, which is, of course, the correct spelling of color.
Whatever, it's a useless letter. We got rid of it.
There you go.
Am I the only one that's hoping that one of them get injured and Jack Gallagher?
Ooh.
Okay, never mind.
Another tournament.
That was kind of mean.
And then walks down and then runs down there like he always.
You guys do realize that this could very likely lead to the return of the European Championship, right?
All right, no. Belt looks like shit.
Compared to what we've been getting for belts lately, I am happy with that belt.
Yeah.
I wish it was a different shape and strap than just, you know, recycling the WWE's current design.
You mean a stamp?
But that is some decent design work that went into that faceplate. Like, it's... Okay, the last time they came up with a belt to represent a country, all they did was paint a flag on it, and we still have that belt.
Yuck.
I will take the emblem. Thank you very much.
Should they give it a different name?
They already did. Well, it's not the European Championship. It's the United Kingdom Championship.
Yeah, but should they give it a different name?
It's for the United Kingdom Tournament.
You're okay with the UK belt?
UK yeah. title!
Because, you know, people on the internet have bitched and complained about it. Oh!
Really?
Yeah, I did. I backtracked. Just taking a shot at Patrick Clark because he's listening right now and feeling very contrite about what he said. Bullshit!
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, Pat, you listening? I've had people disagree with me so much they told me to commit suicide. You ain't got shit, you fucking waste of a troll.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in next week when Patrick Clark will be a guest on WTR.
Bring it on, motherfucker.
Fuck, we should effort that. And they just, like, ambush him at the end of the interview. Not like enough people want to kill us, but no.
Hi, Patrick, welcome to the show. I meant every goddamn word.
How fucking dare you, bitch?
What up, bitch?
Let's say hello to my little friend. Hey, Mike, get in here.
Oh, it's not like I live a 3-hour drive from him kicking my ass away.
Yeah. Hashtag no comment.
Bingo.
There you go. You guys just want to try to see if we can do any kind of a guess on who winds up winning the championship tournament? Just picking a
British guy.
There, yeah, that's, you know, the judges have just disqualified that selection.
Since this is Triple H is doing, Wolfgang, just because that's something Triple H would be like, you know what? I like that name, Wolfgang.
Which one is the most French name on there? Sure isn't Wolfgang.
French.
Yeah.
Done. Tyler Bate.
Master Bate. No, don't do that.
Then again, this is William Regal's doing. Let me see.
I'm picking Jordan Devlin right now. I'll just say, okay, I'm gambling and guessing Jordan Devlin wins. Mike?
Omega, what's a name on here that William Regal can mess up?
I'm sorry. In my head, I'm laughing too much at Master Bate teaming up with Hugh G. Rection.
I am so sorry that I put that into your head.
It's fine. Not. Right. Fuck. You know what? Mandrews. Let's see what you got, man. Don't fuck me over.
There you go. Omega, you going to pick T-Bate?
God. God, I know none of these guys. And I should because I've had ready access to at least 3 of them that did work for WCPW. Let's go with that. Because out of all 16, it's the one that's entertained me the most simply by having a funny name.
Okay, yeah, I see that. Okay, unpaid intern, take notes. I picked Jordan Devlin. Mike picked Mark Andrews, and for some reason, Omega likes Tyler Bating, which behind the scenes is just kind of like funny on its own, if you know what. Yeah.
When you say it like that.
I'm not going there. So, there it is, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And of course, free on your mobile device via TuneIn. Download the app, search Wild Talk Radio Network, and you can listen to us wherever the hell you are. Coming up on the other side of the break, 3 count. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the...
Have you heard CB Radio's Lone Jobber Holiday Bash?
Now, does Rocco go with a real Christmas tree, or does he go with the aluminum pole?
We do not do the fake crap.
Okay.
We do the old-fashioned real tree. None of this fake stuff.
Oh, okay. But we do, so, oh well.
You guys celebrate wrong, then.
Hey, you don't get to say that unless it's properly been put through a 64-part tournament, depending on if you want a pine tree, a fig tree, a Festivus pole, unless there is a giant-ass tournament that takes place in one night, because that's how CB Radio rolls. Screw you, our Sunday nights. We can actually do a 64-part tournament in one night, whereas it takes you months to do a 32. Until we have that done, Rock, you cannot say that it's right or wrong.
Hear the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash available now at wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
It is that time once again for the Wrestling Radio Awards, and we need your help, as The Rack has been nominated for Female Interview of the Year with the Bella Twins, Media Interview of the Year with Barbie Blank aka Kelly Kelly, Media Interview of the Year with Jeff Jarrett, and of course for Show of the Year. You can vote once a day. Support us in this year's Wrestling Radio Awards by voting at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
This is Matt Hardy, version 1, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night, along with the biggest MFers on the planet. And they're setting up and learning from the Sensei of Mattitude. So make sure to tune in each and every week and catch WrestleTalk Radio. And in closing, I am
the Wonder! Oh.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's time for our very scientific conversation. Okay, nothing scientific about it. Never mind. I was just trying to tie it in with the music. Okay, yeah. It's that newer segment that we came up with called Three Count. You ready for that, Omega? I think you said no.
I don't know what he said.
I did kind of.
Try this again, Omega. Omega. Omega.
What? What? What?
There we
okay,
go.
Okay, there. Now we hear him. Every now and then your Skype drops out, that's all. No big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike, are you ready for Three Count?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
All right, for those of you joining us, since... You weren't supposed to play that yet.
I figured you said, are you ready? Are you ready? And I was like, go!
Okay, I'll tell you when to go. I'll tell you when to go! It's too late now, isn't it?
No, we can redo it, Tim, so tell us.
Okay, well, don't play it yet.
Okay, waiting.
I'm going to do this really quickly. For those of you who weren't with us last week, basically it's a brand new type of thing. We're trying to figure out a name for it, but whatever. It's kind of like Pardon the Interruption, sort of. We're each going to get 1 minute to talk about a certain topic, give our opinion on it, move on. And if there's time, then we're going to argue with each other if there's an argument. Pretty much that's what it is. Are you ready? That means now, Rock.
See, I thought you were going to do, are you ready? No, I said, are you ready?
I'm not going to do that with my sore throat because I got a head cold. I'm not going to, no. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Okay, there. Are you happy now? We got to come up with a new sample for that fucking thing. All right, Rock, why don't you mediate the topics?
All right, topic number one, TNA is making a mistake bringing Jeff Jarrett back into the fold as executive consultant, Omega.
Could they really be doing much worse? We kind of all agree that, like, TNA was kind of at its prime during the weekly pay-per-views when Jarrett was in control of things. Yes, he booked it very much like, you know, WCW booking, you know, Hulk Hogan booking himself, but the wrestling was better, the storytelling was better, and, like, it felt like a more exciting program. So, honestly, to bring a veteran of the business in to actually be the, you know, the consultant, someone who's there during the heyday of TNA, I don't think that's a bad idea.
I actually agree with, I agree with Omega, you know, and now that Jarrett has gotten more experience, he's getting wiser in his decision makings now. So I honestly think that this is a good thing for him.
How exactly is he getting wiser?
Because I honestly think that when he started TNA, well, yeah, because he was mad at Vince, of course. But right now, I really think that he's not even caring about Vince right now and is more focused on getting his business up and running, his company's up and running.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, he's motivated when he's pissed off at the promoter. And that led, like Omega said, that led to, yeah, it was very Jarrett heavy because it's Jeff's baby. And of course, he's booking himself.
Right.
You should never book yourself if you're still wrestling. That's all there is.
You shouldn't book yourself as world champion either.
But when Jarrett is motivated, not only is he entertaining for the fans, he's capable of delivering entertainment for the fans. I started to sour on TNA when he left TNA with all of the headbutting that he was doing with Dixie, and he's like, okay, that's it. Fuck this. I'm out of here. Dixie's like, no, why don't you just leave? And by the way, don't let the door hit you. And then we got all those years of Dixie running it into the ground. Well, she's a minority owner now, thanks to Fight Network in Canada buying Impact Wrestling. Like, majority stake in it. Yes, you didn't know that, did you, Michael?
Nope.
TNA is now Canadian American. And I say Canadian American because it's owned by a Canadian media conglomerate, but, you know, it's Nashville.
You couldn't tell by how many Anthem logos there are in the new set.
There you go. Yeah.
Or that they have an owl in their logo now.
Yep.
And it looks like the Twitter bird holding two combs.
Whoever put that meme together, Rock, that, you know, that made it work with the Tootsie Pops from the commercial. From what? The 70s. But,
And it was, side note, it was great advertisement for Pop TV. Had the word Pop on it. Great marketing.
Boom. Yeah, they did it with Times New Roman font. It sucks.
No, I'm talking about the meme, not the anything.
All that.
Yeah. Anyway, topic number two, Goldberg versus Roman Reigns should take place at WrestleMania instead of Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg, Mike.
No! Are you fucking kidding me? Why the I'm sorry, I can't curse. Why do we want to have two Goldbergs in the same fucking match? Just whoop Lesnar's ass and get it over with.
Okay, you've got this mistaken because people actually like one of those Goldbergs.
Okay.
The original Goldberg.
The original Goldberg, not Gilbert's Gilbert Jr.
Ooh, yeah. That was a cheap shot.
Nah, I love you. Love you, Gilbert.
No, you don't. Don't lie. No,
yeah, I do. I'm trying to go to his wrestling school. Anyway.
Okay, there you go.
But it's, that's how I feel. I'd rather just kick Brock Lesnar's ass again and then be gone and probably do some movies.
Yeah, this has no place at WrestleMania. Okay, maybe?
No.
I was gonna say, like, maybe if you can get him to come back for, like, next year's WrestleMania. Hey, put enough dollar signs, Goldberg, do it.
It is the type of contract he has, money talks.
Mm-hmm. But no, you got too much hype into Lesnar and Goldberg right now. You can't jump ship on that right now. You know, this is so close to Mania.
Hmm.
I mean, you killed the invincibility of Goldberg for this match to actually be a big draw for Mania. You can't go back from that.
Who beats Goldberg? Finally.
Triple H.
Father Time.
Father Time. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't bring up Triple H when Rock is in on the phone call. Smarten up.
Hashtag Triple H movement.
See? Told you!
Ah, damn it.
Damn it. Mike, smarten up.
No, Mike likes the hashtag Triple H movement, so that's why he brings it up.
Do you, Mike? Do you like it? You weren't around long enough to understand why that is so despised and verboten.
Bingo. So we're not going to.
You're going to find out in a really, really short order in a minute.
But Tim.
Anyway.
TikTok.
Yeah, the person who's going to beat Goldberg has to be Brock Lesnar. Where? The best stage, WrestleMania.
But then now you have the problem.
They're going to sell out. Now you can beat him just two more times after that.
There you go. There you go. Roman Reigns versus Goldberg? Not this year. Or at least not before SummerSlam at the absolute earliest. And, of course, this match showing up at WrestleMania will be the final one between Goldberg and Lesnar.
And because Tim requested it.
Hey, everybody, this is Goldberg, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk with Triple Threat, Razor Rick, and Karma. And let me tell you, baby, they're the best in town.
Oh, fuck.
How many in town?
I would respond to what Omega said, but it was so cut up, like, what?
Try it on again, Omega.
How many of them are still in town?
There you go. Razor Rick is somewhere.
Trying to motivate someone.
No, that was that. No, not anymore. No. Anyway, yeah, you don't know who Karma is. Her name's Karma Shop. She's a motivational fitness person, and you can find her on Facebook.
Or we can move to the top of number three. The Undertaker should grant Shawn Michaels permission to have one more match, Tim.
Yeah, Karma's got a great ass, and I've got video to prove it. You know what? Everybody, ever since he retired, has been chanting one more match, one more match, one more match. Shawn Michaels has said, hey, look, you know, the whole thing with The Undertaker was I retire. I'm not going to go back on that. But why not have him do one more match? Why not? It'll make the fans happy. It'll be a little bit of nostalgia. Don't expect Shawn Michaels from 1999. Well, maybe you could, actually.
He wasn't wrestling in 99, but continue.
That's my point. He was out with a back injury. But, yeah, you know, Undertaker's supposed to be there tomorrow. Shawn Michaels supposed to be there tomorrow. Am I not correct with that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And here it is. Shawn Michaels comes out and the fans are chanting, one more match, one more match, one more match. He says, you guys, are you serious? Yeah, true. Well, you know, I can't do it because I promised Undertaker. Bong. What do you say, Taker? Can I do it? Yes. Boom. You know? But, like Kane Kittens is saying in the chat room, you know, let a retirement stick and actually mean something for once. Here's the thing. Shawn has done that. He has let it mean something, and it's not fucking things up because he would be asking Undertaker for permission, or Undertaker would be giving him permission or telling him, get in the ring once more. I know you made a promise to me. I'm giving you the go-ahead to break that promise once and once only. That's my stance on it.
Can I get another minute on the clock for how much he rambled over and repeated himself?
Yeah, I talked a lot, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
They have been teasing loosely the idea of AJ Styles and HBK. It's been a thing that fans have been rumbling for a while now. Both sides seem to be very aware of it. And if it's going to happen, it's going to be that. And that'd be Mania level. That would tear the house down.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, if Taker just comes out and just says, I want to see one more match, and then leaves. That's all you need.
Where the fuck do I want to begin? I really don't see...
15 seconds left.
15 seconds left? God damn it. What the hell is going on with this guy? Okay, Shawn Michaels, AJ Styles, yes, please, give me one more match. But it has to be some type of reason. It has to fit in storyline. In other words, as a booker would say, it has to make sense.
Soccer mom makes a pass at HBK's wife?
The buzzer does not approve of infidelity.
That was the bad joke buzzer.
Topic number four, with all his recent arrest and run-ins with the law, is Alberto Del Rio positioning himself to not be worth the hassle for independent promoters, Mike?
typo or a spelling mistake.
Can I say what I? Okay, I'm not restricted for anything that I can say. Correct.
Go for it.
That nigga fucked up. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas say.
I love Mike being on the show.
He fucking his own shit up. You got all these arrests and you got all these bullshit that's going on. First of all, you fucking with a young girl. A young ass girl. I understand that most of the Americans, like the young ones, but you gotta remember, you're dealing with the young chicks and now you gotta deal with the in-laws. Dude, are you fucking crazy?
Especially when the in-laws are the same age as you.
Hello.
Hashtag personal experience.
Hey, mother-in-law, what's up? Son-in-law.
Hashtag too much information.
Hashtag
now you're married. Fucking up every opportunity. So, I hate to say it, Del Rio. Nigga, you fucking up.
It's not even a matter of positioning himself. He's already there. It's not just the arrests, it's the run-ins, it's the shitty attitude he has all the time. It's the backstage fights he's known to get into. It's the no-showing. He's known for no-showing events at the same time. Like, there's nothing about him at this point that is reliable or safe in any way. And this is also the guy who literally kicked Dolph Ziggler's world title out of his brain.
Pretty much. And
so he's even unsafe in the ring.
Yeah, you know, speaking of somebody who brought people in to wrestle for him, 10 months ago I would have considered it. Now, not so much. 10 months ago, because there was always the possibility AJ would be there and then maybe she'd make a cameo appearance and that would tear the roof down.
Paige.
Even with AJ.
No, Paige.
Or not AJ, Paige. Paige. I meant Paige. I had AJ on the brain for some reason. Yeah, Paige. It'd tear the house down. Even with the possibility, if I was booking a show for next Saturday and I could bring in Del Rio and get him at a really good bargain and I knew for a fact that Paige would be on his arm, I would really think long and hard and probably say no just because of the bullshit that he has gone through and caused over the last year.
Can we remember he's still married?
Separated.
They're not divorced, and he's engaged to Paige.
Well, you know a divorce is coming, right?
My statement still stands. That nigga fucking up.
Don't hold back, Mike. Tell us what you really think.
Topic number 5. WWE should wait until after the Royal Rumble to debut Samoa Joe on the main roster, Omega.
No. That's one of the hottest shows of the year. That's one of the smartest crowds you're going to run into. They would be so hot for Joe to come out during the Rumble. And that's such a perfect spot for somebody like Joe to make their debut.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good way of immediately showing how impressive somebody can be without really doing much damage to the roster or really revealing too much about Joe himself. It's a perfect place for someone that you might not be entirely familiar with, but you've heard of him. You know he's been good in NXT, and now he's here, and we get to see him.
Joe's going to kill you. Guys, Joe is going to be at the Rumble. He's going to be an entrant. I mean, waiting until after is absolute stupidity. It really, really is. Now, whether or not that means he's on the main roster, different story. What happened last year? Somebody came up from NXT to be in the Rumble and then went right back down again?
No, Sami Zayn came up in the Rumble and was on the main roster from that point forward.
Okay.
He worked both. He worked NXT and the main roster.
Yeah. Okay, well here it is. Somebody from NXT came up for a pay-per-view and then went right back to NXT again.
Bailey.
That would have been Bailey. Bailey did that, yeah.
Also back then, Bo Dallas did that a couple years ago in the Rumble.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's going to be in the Rumble. As far as the debut, you can hold that off, keep him off the main roster until WrestleMania. Doesn't matter. It would be absolute the height of stupidity if you don't book him for the Rumble.
You want to go, or is it my saying now?
It's you. You're the only one that hasn't talked.
Oh, good.
You're the last one.
First of all, why the fuck you guys want to wait till afterwards? Are you fucking stupid? Secondly, you're going to have a lot of debuts/returns. You're going to have Bobby Roode, you're going to have Sami Zayn. If you look at this Royal Rumble, this is a Ring of Honor Royal Rumble. If you really look at it, it is an independent, it's now an Indies Royal Rumble. Ain't nothing WWE about it. Unless Kurt motherfucking Angle returns, please give me my Christmas wish, please. Then that's fine. But, you know, there's also a lot of other people that are going to be coming to the Royal Rumble. Quote, quote, maybe, maybe not. Wrestle Kingdom. But that's not the point.
And that's a no, he's under contract.
Shut up.
Too late. It's Samoa Joe should debut at Royal Rumble. And if anything, have him feud with AJ.
For the record, I believe he's under contract till the 31st.
No, his contract expired.
No, not from what I hear. I've heard two different things. He has a contract for one more year, and it's expired on the 31st.
Dave Meltzer. Need I say more?
Yeah, his name is Meltzer, not Ner.
Not so. Meltzer. I don't care.
So if you heard it from
next topic.
So if you heard it from Dave Meltzer, I don't take that with a grain of salt. Just saying.
Dave Meltzer and his famous 5 thumbs up ratings.
So, there you go. Number 6 on the list. Is WWE making a mistake having Goldberg wrestle at Fastlane Omega?
I don't think so. You risk the aura of invincibility and specialness coming off of him, but at the same time, it'd be real nice to see him destroy somebody before seeing him fight a real match against Lesnar. Mm-hmm. It's good to remind us that it's not just a lucky shot. It's not just that he got a good spear at the right time. It's because he's Bill goddamn Goldberg, and if he wants to wreck your shit is getting wrecked.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, put him in the ring. Give him someone, you know, feed somebody to him, and let's just see Goldberg be Goldberg. Because that's what Goldberg does.
Ryback Sr.
See, that's what this is. Like, okay, give Ryback $500,000 and just have him come back to job to Bill Goldberg. You know how
that would be money. I don't care
how much people would go to see that.
But I would pay to see that.
I would too. That finger poke of doom would be lovely.
I'd be hitchhiking.
But and it's funny. They're not making a mistake. Give him Roman Reigns. We're good to go. There we go. Next.
Yeah.
Just don't want to have anyone on my team.
And that's all I have to say about it.
Those are the two best candidates.
It's not a mistake to have Goldberg wrestle pay-per-views between now and WrestleMania. He doesn't need to wrestle on regular TV. He can be a fucking part-timer for the entire next goddamn year and then put him in the hall in 2018. That's fine. There's absolutely no problem with that. It doesn't crush the aura or the mystique of Goldberg one bit. And it's not going to hurt. It's going to sell tickets. And people are going to watch Fastlane with Goldberg wrestling that wouldn't have watched if he wasn't on the card. Don't be dumb. Make money.
So Goldberg Rusev?
Shut up and take my money.
Did that already happen? Oh, never. No, it didn't.
No,
sorry.
That wasn't a match.
Sorry.
That was a beatdown.
And that's why you tie it in like that. You know, there's a storyline to it.
There you go.
Just wanted to throw that out there. All right, so we're not going to hit
Enzo,
the button.
Enzo hires on Goldberg to do the dirty work.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
He could. Nice. Could.
Good.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Next topic after the buzzer. All right. Buzzer didn't go. So we're good. Next topic. Final topic.
Buzzer.
Braun Strowman will be the WWE Universal Champion in the next 6 months. Tim.
Oh, hell no. Stop him in his tracks and let Brock Lesnar use him as a tune-up. I don't care. But, yeah, at some point in time, Braun Strowman is the replacement for Big Show. Big Show's going to retire. He's semi-retired already. Right now, no way. Too green, too early. Sorry, not going to happen.
He's being booked exactly how he has to be booked right now. when you are a squash monster, you can very easily hide your weaknesses behind, ooh, Hulk smash. And right now, he has a lot of weaknesses. He's growing, and he's had some entertaining segments over the last few months. But he still has a long way to go. He's not a person who can carry another talent in the ring yet. He still has issues. Like, being a monster doesn't teach you how to sell. It doesn't teach you how to tell a story in the ring. It just tells you how to go through the same motions and then get a quick pinfall. It's a slow process. And 6 months is not enough time for that process to pick up steam. It's going to be a ways before that's even a possibility.
Hmm. Y'all can say what y'all want. Give that nigga a title. Braun Strowman. Dominant. Top of his game. From being the guy in the Party Express, which we're not going to talk about, to becoming a Wyatt, to being his own man. He lost weight from being a Wyatt to himself.
Yeah, but Mike, Omega brought it up. You're able to hide his shortcomings because of all of the squashes that you're providing by feeding him all of this, you know, talent, if you'll excuse me, quote, that can't hold a candle, and it's a 30-second match. I mean, the biggest thing he's had is Sami Zayn, and the whole thing was focused on Ken Zayn last 10 minutes, and they didn't have to have Strowman do anything, and it was all Zayn trying to do the attack and bouncing off Strowman. I think 6 months, like, eventually, sure, I can see this guy holding the title, but not in 6 months, Mike. Come on. Way too soon.
We said the same thing about Kali.
And boy, what a mistake that was, putting a title on him, huh?
Well, he had to learn English first.
And we're still waiting for that to happen.
He spoke English at Stomp the Yard, but I guess that doesn't count.
Hey, he spoke English in the longest yard, and they still needed subtitles.
There you go, that was three count, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, don't we have some music to play?
Oh, crap.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
The one that apparently will take us 64 weeks to complete.
Half a year.
64 weeks, Tim.
I'm doing Steiner math.
Or if we actually make it, you know, shorter than that, we probably
We're all
can.
Going to die.
We're doing the all-time
this
greatest...
This list will outlive us.
The all-time greatest theme song. We have from the...
Yeah, Brock, just get on with it, okay? Time's wasting, and we're only getting older.
We have from the 80s and the 90s to the modern era, to TNA, to WCW, and ECW, and beyond. So, we're starting in the 80s, 90s category, and here's the first matchup.
American
Dream.
He's just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man, working hard for
So we have Dusty Rhodes' American Dream versus Bret Hart's Hitman as the first matchup on the list. Omega, you're up first.
God, you can really tell that Dusty's theme is old.
Mm-hmm.
There's musical notes heard only in old porn and exploitation movies in that music. For some reason, I've never liked Dusty Rhodes' theme. I've never really like, get past the American Dream part, the common man. Okay, I get the lyrics. It just didn't feel like the song for a wrestler. And there's something about cowbell that just doesn't say wrestler's theme to me. I'm not sure the Godwins could have gotten away with that. I love Brett's theme. I love the guitar riff. I love the build up to the main chunk of the music. And I think it is a very hitman theme. It is very stern. It has such a good sound for the attitude that he carried himself with. Like it is one of those songs that really feels like it's part of the character.
So one for Brett. Hitman Heart, Mike.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I'm sorry. I it's because Omega ain't got fucking rhythm, that's why.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I do, don't get it wrong. I do love Bret Hart's, the guitar riff. That's how you know that guy's coming. Guitar riff, it could be either anybody from the Dynasty, but I guess it's a black thing.
Because, as we all know, Dusty's black, if you will. No, he just talks that way.
No. The person that sung it, that's why. And it's, if you hear the music, if you hear the verses, the lyrics itself, it's perfect. So, I gotta go with the American Dream. Common Man Boogie.
If you will.
All right, Tim.
Well, here's the thing. If you were to think about Nevermind Wrestler intros, take those songs and fit them into movies. What movie would you fit Dusty Rhodes' theme into? I'm thinking something along the line of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie around Commando, early 1980s, where Arnold barely speaks English, Nevermind knows how to act, but you watch it anyway because somebody getting his ass kicked. That's all there is to it. But it has always sounded to me like a cheesy ripoff of Real American, like the sequel, when the sequel is never as good as the original. Star Wars doesn't count because the original was a trilogy, not Hitman, Bret Hart's theme. You could actually picture some kind of, and again, we're talking cheesy movie, but movie about a hitman, guy walking around with a gun with a silencer, and that's the theme where he's stalking his prey. You can almost picture that going down. It's transcendent that way. It doesn't sound like a less popular sequel to a really good song. Not saying that Real American's a really good song, but you get the idea. I gotta vote Hitman, and no, I'm not doing that because I'm Canadian, Brett's from Calgary. Get that out of your head right now. There are songs out there that I like better than Brett's theme, but this one I like Brett's intro over Dusty's.
So Bret Hart's theme moves on. Here's our next selections. Oh, What a Rush versus The Perfect Twist. Mike.
Fuck. Yeah, exactly.
We got that mystery. We the black delegation. After hearing that favorite line, What a Rush.
Jesse.
We the black delegation like to let you know that Jesse does not get a vote here. However,
feel it, player.
Mr. Perfect is the great Perfect Plex and the Perfect Twist. And as much as I'm dying to see who would win between Mr. Perfect and Randy Savage, we Black Delegation will choose What a Rush, Legion of Doom.
Oh my God.
If the Legion of Doom is a spin on the Road Warriors, which they were, of course, the Road Warriors everywhere else, and to, you know, going for like the Mad Max vibe, then yeah, you want heavy metal. You want that just raw noise. You know, the it's very much a theme of its time, but it's that, it just has that grit to it that makes them sound like they are out to destroy everything. That works for them. And yeah, the What a Rush is rather iconic. I will give both themes the same bit of criticism here, since this is a night of criticism. They both have something of a generic tone to them. It's more along the line, whereas I feel like, you know, something like the Hitman's theme seems like it is part of him. It seems like both of those songs could be something any generic wrestler gets put on, but it's the character who makes the song work for them. You know, for Mr. Perfect, it could be like more grandiose. There could be more, there could be like a little bit more of that, hit to it. You know, we get that with like Bobby Roode these days. And same with the Legion of Doom, is that once you get past that What a Rush and those opening chords, you've got kind of the same song on repeat for a while. You know, and it's a very brief song at that, but just picking on persona alone, I think Legion of Doom's theme edges that out.
Matt and Jerem, spell, if you're gonna vote for Perfect, you might wanna spell Perfect correctly.
He got it right, he didn't get it right. That was Mace who wrote that down.
Imperfect.
Yeah, it's not Prefect. That's something else.
Mr. Prefect.
Oh, Mr. Prefect by a mile. Tim.
Well, you know, you hear Perfect's theme and you're thinking Hulk Hogan can't do that. And that's the first thing that runs through my brain every time I hear this is, you know, oh, look at this. He's dunking the basketball from center court while his back is turned to the bucket. And Hulk Hogan can't do that. And then you hear Legion of Doom and you're thinking Mad Max and somebody's getting their ass kicked. Which one fits better? And as much as I loved Perfect, and the theme, yeah, it didn't really seemed to like fit him, but it played and you knew who was coming out. Legion of Doom all the way.
So the LOD moves on next
week. That's because it's a rush.
And what a rush it is. So next week it's the Million Dollar Man's Million Dollar Rap versus Owen Hart's High Energy.
Oh God.
And Hillbilly Jim's Don't Go Messing with a Country Boy against Hulk Hogan's Real American. That's next week in the all-time greatest.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
All right, Mike. For the year 2017, give me a bold prediction for a company that is not WWE.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. What?
Are you okay?
Repeat that.
For a company that is not WWE, give me a bold prediction for 2017.
Cody Rhodes is taking over the Bullet Club.
Is that really a bold prediction?
Okay, you're right.
Bold, something bold, something, you know, more outlandish than that.
TNA closes its doors on Independence Day.
Tim, for a company that is not WWE, give me a bold prediction.
TNA actually rebounds and starts gaining a few viewers here and there.
What do you mean by a few viewers?
Well, they've got 50 people watching now every week. Triple that number.
Okay, Omega, same question.
New Japan Pro Wrestling will be seen on American television.
God, I hope so.
Bullshit. Well,
they already do. They're on Access TV.
You said North American television, right?
Yes.
There's no such thing as Access TV in Canada. Canada's part of North America. Geography lesson ended.
Welcome to the Canadian Corner.
New Japan will be seen on Canada.
Yeah, no, Canadian Corner, that will debut next week. People are like, what? Is he serious? Yeah, I'm serious.
All right, we'll give Mike that prediction. All right, Mike, give me a bold prediction about WWE in 2017.
Eva Marie will become women's champion.
I hate you.
Brent went, yes. Tim.
Vince McMahon will push an incest storyline to explain why Triple H and Shane hate each other.
Two people have to be alive.
Omega.
Thoroughly disgusted right now. Hang on.
Find somewhere.
Let him puke. Hang on.
Find somewhere in the middle of those two.
Okay. The only reason why I did that is because actually, you know, Vince did have this idea back in like 2006, 2005. He wanted to do an incest angle.
We know.
You didn't have to explain it.
We know.
Well, some people don't. But now they
are living better lives than we are.
And, you know, my phone's blowing up with text messages right now as a result. Thank you. Got a bold prediction for WWE. WWE gets seen on primetime Japanese television.
Okay. You can't just steal my answer and reverse it. They're already on in Japan. The fuck you talking about?
I haven't got
Except
a fucking Naki, clue.
The number one commentator.
A bold prediction for WWE? Holy fuck.
Funaki's going to win the Royal Rumble.
They give Zack Ryder a title run that lasts longer than 2 weeks.
Or fuck.
Even one day.
I was just going to let you stick with the incest angle. Omega.
Yeah, that was a bullshit answer. You know it.
Yeah, and I don't care at this point. So. I just want Brent to write that down so we have it for the record books. Tim predicts incest angle in WWE in 2017. Mark tape and replay it next year. You have one yet, Omega?
Baron Corbin wins the world title.
That works.
Wow, I was pissed when Rock took out Kerry last night. Okay, what did I miss?
The hashtag Blame Rob Battle Royale is greater than the Great Debate, only on CB Radio Saturday night's midnight-ish. When all we're talking about, go listen to the episode right now on CBRadioLive.com.
You're welcome for the lead-up to the plug.
You're welcome. Go.
I think we're done. Shit, yeah. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show. I'd like to call it Right After Wrestling, but Rock says, that sucks, but it spells Raw! It's the Raw Post Show.
If you hosted the show, you could call it whatever you want. Since you don't host it, I host the show. It's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Recapping everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw, including the return of The Undertaker and the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
You're just jealous because I thought of it first. Thursday night, it's another episode of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack with your host, Lindsay Ward. Now, guys, the Wrestling Radio Awards are taking place again. Wrestling Radio Awards dot whatever. .net.com. Vote for them. I'm predicting that Lindsay, and just because she's wearing coattails, Rock too, will wind up winning at least two of the awards that they're up for. But they need your help. Go and vote every single goddamn day for The Rack. And listen to the live show this Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yes, go to WrestlingWriterAwards.com, vote for the Rack for Show of the Year. Female Interview of the Year with the Bella Twins, or Media Interview of the Year with either Kelly Kelly or Jeff Jarrett. WrestlingRateAwards.com. You vote midnight to midnight once a day. WrestlingRateAwards.com. Thursday night, it is the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. We will be talking NXT, SmackDown, Throwdown, all the news you can handle. Plus, what should the WrestleMania 34 main event be? I will tell you Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, .com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, where you can see the current King of the WTR matchup featuring Tim Stein versus TJ Omega. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, it will be myself versus the Lone Jobber at youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 7 now available. Episode 8 will be available on Thursday afternoon.
There you go. Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as you get to it. It's another episode of Let's Piss Everybody Off because Kerry got taken out. Better known as CB Radio.
He's just mad that we took her out early in the bracket. That's all. That's all. But how early? Find out at CBRadioLive.com. We did the Greater Than Great Debate, 128 hashtag Blame Rob moments. This Saturday is the Greater Than Great Debate. We're 128 ice creams flavors. Just tune in. We go death to ice cream. C Radio at midnight at C Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. And, well, since we had 120 of them and we just barely put on a list, there's probably a lot more. So hashtag blame Rob.
Yeah, you know what? Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Check out Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. If you haven't followed that one yet, do it. And follow me on the Twitter at Flames Forums. Don't forget to check out Facebook Machine. Follow Wild Talk Radio there. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Practicing to be an airline pilot. Omega, you got things to say.
Mm-hmm. Before I do, hey, Rock, how did Fantasy do this week?
You bitch.
I'm not last. That's all that matters.
Go plug him. I'm going to pull this to you. Go plug him. I'm going to find the standings.
As usual, you can find my stuff pretty much everywhere that's labeled TJ Omega, unless you are the Facebook type, in which case you need to search for TJ Reviews. However, everything else, over on Twitter, you can follow me at TJ Omega. You can follow me over on YouTube at TJ Omega, where I post content just about every damn day, because I've got that kind of time on my hands. And if you want to see a bunch of exclusive stuff I don't get to post on YouTube because I would get in trouble, it's over at tjomega.org.
Team Omega had 21. Team Lindsay had, damn right. had 16. Team Tim had 10. My team had 6. Team Mike had 3. And Team Intern tried, had 0.
Ha 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 ha! Team Intern! Ha 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 ha! Sucker.
It was a struggle for him to get the 0.
That is so refreshing. Hey, Mike, tell us about your Twitter.
All right. For those of you who want to follow me on Twitter, fuck you, Omega. You guys can go
you
ahead.
You fucks let me get the shield. And, this is on
and,
you.
And add me at the WTR Oreo. Fuck you, Omega. You guys can always go ahead and...
I feel a theme coming on.
You guys can always go on, check. You know, I got a couple things going on because a friend of mine wants me to help him out with WWE 2K17. Fuck you, Omega. And I really think that I'm going to really invest in this. So I'm going to do that. So be sure to look. Fuck you, Omega. And also on Facebook, there's a project I'm working on, which is actually going to launch next Sunday. Look at United Wrestling. Fuck you, Omega. Look on Facebook. Look at United Wrestling. Fuck
I'm surprised
you,
he hasn't.
Omega.
I can't believe he hasn't hung up yet.
Just the commitment to it. I have to appreciate it.
So the question remains, if you go and search Fuck You Omega on Facebook, can you find something?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Fuck you, Omega.
So
let's find out. Yeah, I got a question for Mike. Can I get away with saying, what's up, Mendiga?
No.
I asked Mike, not you.
If Vince can do it...
Vince couldn't do it, though.
Okay. Shut up, Rock. It's between me and Mike.
You have, yes, you have till Black History Month.
There you go. I am an honorary, what's up, my nigga sayer? Because I say it right.
Fuck you, Omega.
Fuck, okay, there you go. All right, are we
all
are,
your fault?
You're, fuck you, Omega.
What's up, my niggas?
Bye, we, everybody. I
are we all plugged up?
Rock, could you please tell everyone for all the hate, you know, all the hate mails, can you, who are they forward that to? Fuck you, Omega.
At the WTR Oreo.
But fuck you, Rock.
Bye, everybody.